It's time to go behind enemy lines here on Eagles 360, and we bring in Craig Morgan from Fox Sports Arizona. And Craig, I think two of the best coaching jobs done in the NFL so far this season have been done here in Philadelphia with Chip Kelly and out in Arizona with Bruce Arians. In your estimation, how has Bruce been able to get this team to 5-1 at this point in the year?
Well, a lot of that's a complex answer. Just first of all, with his coaching style, Bruce has this incredible way of balancing being a player's coach, of the guy who puts the arm around a player and makes him feel good about himself, but at the same time, he's extremely blunt in his assessment of players' plays. I think they like that in a sense. I think they always know where they stand with Bruce. He never sugarcoats anything. But if you look at the on-field product, you look at what they're doing, it's really amazing that they've been able to get to this point, 5-1, because they've had so many personnel losses. Six of the seven guys that they thought would be starting in the front seven are out for various reasons. They lost Carlos Dansby in free agency. Darrell Washington is suspended, and then they have injuries to four other guys. And yet this defense, even though it's 31st against the pass, they're first against the run, and they're somehow getting things done. It's just amazing right now. Completely unexpected, to be honest, given the personnel losses.
Craig, it's interesting you mentioned that pass defense versus the run defense for Arizona, because Chip Kelly actually said in the press conference this week that even though the numbers might tell you one thing, that pass defense is still outstanding, and most of the time teams are playing from behind. Obviously, that's why Arizona is 5-1. So what's your estimation of why the defense has been as good as it's been to this point in the season with a very familiar face for Eagles fans in coordinator Todd Bowles?
Yeah, and that's probably the biggest reason. There's so much talk around here about how Todd Bowles is probably going to get a shot at a head coaching position after this season. Maybe it'll take a little longer than that, but when you look at all those personnel losses and what he's been able to do, it speaks volumes about his ability as a coach. In terms of that pass defense, you know, when you look at the personnel in the secondary, they've got two Pro Bowl corners in Patrick Peterson and Antonio Cromartie, and their safeties have played really well. Tyrann Mathieu finally rounding into shape. So they're getting production, although they've had some off games from their corners. I think one of the biggest factors that people really aren't talking about enough in that pass defense being ranked so low is they haven't had a pass rush this season, and that really is a product of those personnel losses. When you lose John Abraham, probably retired. I mean, he's on IR. I doubt he comes back. You lose Darnell Dockett to an ACL tear. Darrell Washington, of course, as I mentioned earlier, suspended. They've got a lot of guys out, and they just haven't been able to sustain a consistent pass rush. Even Calais Campbell has missed the last 2 weeks. So that's going to hang your secondary out to dry, have to cover guys a beat longer. But they do have some talent out there, and as you mentioned earlier, they are forcing teams to throw because nobody can run against this team. They're ranked number one in the league against the run, allowing just over 72 yards a game.
Craig, the return of Carson Palmer from the nerve injury, how has that stabilized the offense?
It's really important for them. I'll give it up to Drew Stanton for playing as well as he did in the absence. Until Drew came on in the Giants game on the road, nobody had seen him play here. We just basically had to take Bruce Arians' word for it that he could manage this offense. But, you know, he got them two very important wins in the 3 weeks that Carson Palmer was out. And, you know, now that Carson's back, though, obviously he is the number one guy. Bruce has made that clear all along. It does not look like that shoulder is going to be an issue going forward. He's the guy here. He has really helped stabilize this quarterback position. When you look at the parade of quarterbacks that they had going through after Kurt Warner retired, it was just ridiculous, and it was the biggest reason that this team failed to have any success. So Carson Palmer hasn't, you know, he had some flaws last year. He threw 22 interceptions, but he's managed to cut down on that. They actually threw their first interception last week, first interception for any Cardinal quarterback this year, which was a big part of their success. They're not turning the ball over. They're executing okay right now, but I know that they have areas for growth. Bruce has talked about that quite a bit.
Now, Craig, is it just me, or is it the first time as the Eagles prepare for this matchup with the Cardinals that Larry Fitzgerald isn't the number one offensive threat that the Eagles have to be concerned about?
Well, I think you've started to see a little bit of that transition last year with the emergence of Michael Floyd on the other side, and then, of course, Andre Ellington, their running back, who they love to get into space and throw the ball. So they have multiple options now. I have to admit, it's still odd not seeing Fitz being the primary target. And you know, there's been some discussion here about whether they're actually phasing him out of the offense in preparation for saying goodbye next year when his cap hit rises to just an unmanageable number. I don't know whether that's going to play out or not. He is still the franchise icon, but They did add a bunch of other weapons, the two that I just mentioned, but they also signed tight end John Carlson in the offseason. And they got John Brown through the draft, a guy who just has blazing speed, and they've really tried to use him a lot in the offense this year as well.
Craig, last question before we let you get going. What did you think of Darnell Dockett's sign to Raiders fans following the win last Sunday?
Well, Bruce Arians, we asked him about it yesterday, and he said it won't happen again. He was very short in his response. So it's clear that the message got to Darnell Dockett that that's not how the franchise wants to represent itself. But on the flip side, that is who Darnell Dockett is. I think that will continue to be who Darnell Dockett is, and they'll probably have to pull on the reins a little bit more down the road because that's just his personality. He's going to do those sorts of things, and I think they understand that they have to live with a little bit of that.
Well, at the same time, the Cardinals have been at the end of those jokes many times in the past, but not right now, as that they are 5-1 atop the NFC West, have one of the best records in the entire NFL. Craig Morgan from Fox Sports Arizona. You can follow him on Twitter at CMorganFoxAZ. So give him a follow on Twitter for the latest on all of Arizona sports, not just the Cardinals. Craig, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.